Even if hell didn't exist, the shame and dishonor of being rejected from heaven's brilliant glory is a serious punishment. If we feel dejected now, when we see an emperor and his entourage because we aren't part of the proceedings, how bad will it feel then? Do you think it's a slight punishment not to be included in that holy company, not worthy of that unimaginable glory, but to be cast far away from such blessedness and divine gifts? In addition, there is darkness, teeth-gnashing, unbreakable chains, an eternal worm, inextinguishable fire, hardship, stress, and scorching tongues like the rich man's. When we cry, no one hears. When we groan in anguish and gnash our teeth, no one pays attention. We look around for solace, but find none anywhere. How can we not feel deep pity for those poor souls in this miserable plight? If we go into a prison and see inmates dirty, chained, starving, some in absolute darkness, we feel compassion, shudder, and strive never to end up there. How will it be when we're dragged into hell's torture chambers ourselves? Those chains aren't made of just iron, but of unquenchable fire. The people watching over us aren't our fellow humans who we can sometimes sway, but angels so enraged at our insults towards God that we can't even look at them. And there's no chance of receiving any form of comfort, be it money, food, kind words. Everything is irrevocable. Even if it were Noah, Job, or Daniel, and they saw their own loved ones being punished, they wouldn't dare to help. Even familial attachment gets extinguished then. For if righteous fathers have wicked children, or righteous kids have wicked parents, their joy will be unmarred, and they who enjoy God's goodness won't be distressed because of the empathy they have. I assert that that sympathy too gets extinguished, and they feel the same anger towards their own kin as God does. If ordinary people disown their own children when they see them to be wicked, then the righteous surely will in that situation. So no one should expect good things if they haven't done any good deeds, even if they have 10,000 righteous ancestors. Everyone shall receive the consequences of their actions according to what they've done in life. Here, he seems to be referring to those who commit sexual sins, holding up the fear of the afterlife as a barricade to their wrongdoing. But in fact, this applies to everyone who commits any kind of sin.